Over the course of an impassioned few months this past summer and fall, the communities of Northeast Texas overwhelmingly rejected the proposed Northeast Gateway Toll Road. That project began life back in 2012 as the Blacklands Turnpike, but whatever the name, the proposed road from far northeast Dallas County to Greenville by way of Nevada and Caddo Mills was unpopular from the beginning. The North Central Texas Council of Governments conducted a study of the area's transportation needs and initially recommended in favor of the toll road. But strong opposition to the proposal caused the council to walk back its recommendation. The toll road was not included in the long-range regional transportation plan that was approved last month. So, what now? With state government seemingly poised to make major investments in transportation, improvements to Interstate 30 seem imminent. Anyone who's tried to go through Royce City recently knows that there's already work in progress. Council of Governments Transportation Director Michael Morris says that I-30 is part, though not all, of the picture.
I think we're prepared to relook at Interstate 30 all the way out to Greenville. We have a very antiquated geometric design on parts of Interstate 30. You have some really short ramps. You have some ramps in the wrong locations. You got jug handles where you should have diamond ramps. You got bridges that are at the wrong heights. You have bridges over Interstate Highway that are constraining the ability to widen the facility. So this first group looks at where do we have antiquated design and start going in and modernizing those interchanges.
Jug handles are the type of curved on and off ramps that are common in rural areas. However, conventional wisdom in transportation design says they're not the safest in high traffic areas.
Again, if the volumes are low, it's fine. But you got parts of Hunt County and Rockwall County that are growing so fast, they need a more modern interchange.
In addition to exit ramps, other concerns along Interstate 30 in Rockwall and Hunt counties include frontage roads. Namely, the one-way versus the two-way model. We'll discuss that topic and have more of our conversation with Michael Morris tomorrow during All Things Considered. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.